A young girl and a woman have been seriously injured after a suspected stabbing in Dublin city centre this afternoon. Two other children were injured in the attack. A suspect has been detained by Gardaí.
5-year-old girl and a woman in her 30s are in a serious condition in hospital following an attack at Parnell Square East in Dublin this afternoon.
A date has been set for the trial of a man charged with the attempted murder of 3 children on Parnell Square in Dublin city. Riyad Bushakar faces 5 other charges, including assault causing serious harm, 3 counts of assault causing harm, and 1 knife offence.
Welcome to All Rise. I'm Aisling Moore, radio producer.
And I'm Frank Rainey, News Talk's courts correspondent.
4 hours and 42 minutes. That's how long it took the jury to make their minds up.
And in the end, they found Riyad Bushakar guilty on all counts.
This is All Rise, the Riyad Bushakar trial. Welcome to episode 16, Verdicts. So the jury has spoken, Frank. Riyad Bushakar has been found guilty of all 8 charges he faced. His sentence hearing won't take place until October. But before that, we're going to bring you a very special episode tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll be joined by 2 other journalists who covered every minute of this trial. We'll pore over the key moments and bring you our thoughts on the evidence, how both sides approach the case, as well as the bits the jury didn't hear.
But before that, let's focus on what happened today. 8 guilty verdicts, and they were all unanimous.
Indeed they were. All 12 jurors agreed that Riyad Bushakar was guilty of the crimes committed on that horrific day back in November 2023, a day that led to more horror on the streets of Dublin in the shape of the rioting that followed. Bushakar obviously wasn't on trial for that, but the unprovoked violence that he meted out on Parnell Square that afternoon set in motion a chain of events that led to our city being set on fire. He tried to murder 3 children that afternoon, one of whom has been left with lifelong and life-limiting injuries. He tried to kill 2 other school children, a 6-year-old girl and a 5-year-old boy. The jury also convicted him today of causing serious harm to that brave childcare worker, Leanne Flynn, who put her own life in danger to protect the children.
Guilty verdicts were returned in relation to the 2 other children he caused harm to when he assaulted them, as well as the brave young Frenchman who disarmed him. And inevitably, he was also found guilty of the knife offence.
Yeah, and to be honest, I think we were all taken a bit by surprise when the jury came back. Not with their decisions, I think that was inevitable given the evidence. But because it was 3:30 when the jury minder stuck his head into court 19 to say the verdicts were on the way, that was 30 minutes before they were due to be sent home. And I suppose the closer we got to going home, the less confident we were of verdicts being returned.
Yeah, and there had been a bit of a false start about an hour beforehand when the jury had returned with a note. No verdicts were delivered at that stage, and instead they wanted to look at a piece of evidence, and it was the jacket worn by the boy he tried to murder.
Yeah, a green padded jacket with a hood that was shown to the jurors earlier in the trial, you may remember. And we'll never know for sure, such as the sanctity of the jury room. But you have to think they were possibly wrestling with the attempted murder charge in relation to that boy. Because when it came to the attempted murder charge, as we know, alternative verdicts were open to the jurors. If they weren't satisfied that the prosecution had proven the essential ingredients to bring convictions for attempted murder in those 3 cases, then they could have considered alternative verdicts for lesser offences. In this boy's case, assault causing harm.
And in terms of injury, this boy had a laceration of less than 1 centimetre on his neck, which was treated with paper stitches. His jacket had 3 holes in the hood area, and there was a red stain on the inside of the hood.
Yeah, and specifically in relation to those 3 holes that you mentioned, that's perhaps why the jury wanted to take a look at it, to maybe examine the extent of the damage to it. Because at one point, in the absence of the jury, the judge, Mr. Justice Tony Hunt, also examined the jacket. And you may remember in his closing speech earlier this week, Mr. Bushakar's defence barrister told the jury that they were being invited to conclude that the holes in this boy's jacket were indicative of a knife attack. He claimed the prosecution was being asked to join speculative dots. Maybe that's why the jurors wanted to take a closer look. As I say, we just don't know.
Yeah. Well, in the end, whatever their reasoning was for asking for a closer look, at the boy's jacket, the alternative verdict wasn't required. Bouchacker was found guilty of trying to murder that boy.
Yeah, after just under 5 hours of deliberations, 4 hours and 42 minutes. As I say, we were half expecting the jury to be sent home at 4 o'clock without delivering any verdicts. And if that was the case, it would have been kicked into next week because one of the jurors was unable to come in tomorrow or Friday. The judge returned to court at 3:44 this afternoon. The jury brought in then 1 minute later. The jury foreman handed the issue paper to the registrar. And when the eight charges were read out, he confirmed that unanimous guilty verdicts had been reached in relation to each of those charges. That was met with understandable relief from those in the public gallery, the parents of child victims, and indeed Leanne Flynn, who was there to learn in the moment that Riad Bouchacker had been found guilty of causing her serious harm that day.
And at that point, the judge, he thanked them for their hard work. He told them it was very difficult to hear the evidence. And he said he believed the verdicts are entirely aligned with the evidence. He thanked them for their care and attention that they put into this case. And he offered them a 25-year exemption from jury service.
That's right. And with their work done, the jurors then filed out of the room and the judge rose for a few minutes. And during that brief break, Bouchacker was taken out of the courtroom, and when he returned, it looked like he had been crying. Later then, as he was being led away by prison officers, he seemed to get a bit agitated. I heard him telling one of them to take it easy as he was being taken back to prison, where he will remain on remand until he's sentenced.
And he won't be sentenced straight away. His sentence hearing has been penciled in for a date in October. It's the 12th of October. And between now and then, he's going to be assessed by a neuropsychologist. And on the day itself, on that 12th of October, the victims will be given an opportunity to deliver impact statements if they so wish.
Yeah, that's right. And just in relation to that assessment that you mentioned, a report will undoubtedly be compiled for the judge. But the judge already has, and there are many reports on record in relation to Riad Bouchacker's medical history. For example, the benign brain tumour that had to be removed by brain surgery and the complications that arose after that back in 2021. So the judge and the court already has a lot of those records. But the defence today did say that they will be looking for an assessment by a neuropsychologist, as you say. Submissions will also be made to the judge on sentencing day in relation, or at that sentence hearing, in relation to the appropriate sentence that should be handed down. Both sides will have a view on that, obviously. There isn't a mandatory life sentence for attempted murder, but the judge will still have that maximum punishment available to him when it comes to sentencing. He doesn't have to hand it down, as will be the case with a mandatory sentence in with a murder conviction, but it is an option, as I say, available to him. A life sentence can also be handed down for intentionally or recklessly causing serious harm. That's the crime that Riad Bouchacker was found to have committed on Leanne Flynn. But that's for another day. Today, I think, is about justice for the victims and for their families. The most seriously injured girl is especially on my mind. She was a healthy 5-year-old girl before this attack, hitting all of her developmental milestones. And now she has been left in a wheelchair, unable to talk. She's been fed through a tube. And today is also a day to reflect on the extraordinary bravery of people like Leanne Flynn, because she is a hero, no doubt about it. I have no doubt, having watched that CCTV footage of the attack, I have no doubt that if she didn't put her life on the line that day, many other children would have been seriously harmed, if not worse.
I couldn't agree more. And there are so many more unsung heroes that day. And we might talk a little bit more about them, about those heroics that absolutely were present on that day. And also that CCTV footage that you would have seen in court, Frank, and I think we might be able to talk a little bit more about that when we come back for the next episode. But that's it for episode 16 of All Rise, the Riad Bouchacker trial.
Thanks for listening, and make sure to follow us or subscribe to the podcast.
All Rise, the Riad Bouchacker trial.
A News Talk original podcast.
Was hosted by Frank Graney and Aisling Moore.
Follow the podcast on newstalk.com, on the Go Loud app, or wherever you get your podcasts.